Good morning to you all. We offer you a special welcome if you are here for the first time. Our church meeting will begin soon after the end of this service. Pastoral news, I have information about the funerals for Ken Trigg and Betty Irvin. Ken Trigg's funeral will be on the 4th of August at 2:30 at Kingston Crematorium. And Betty Irvin's funeral will be on Monday the 18th of July at 11 o'clock, also at Kingston Crematorium. I'd like to send a reminder that Ray Charlton really appreciates photos that are useful for displaying. And are you going to make a calendar again? And for making the calendar towards the end of the year. The Open Garden series continues, and this Sunday it will be at Ursula and Alan Oscroft's. And finally, I'd just like to say thank you to Sol He for stepping up for the last minute to be our pianist for this service.
Has been given, paid for by Jenny. We are grateful. Thank you. And it's given in memory of Chris Bungay. We are grateful to all those people who've been putting in time, getting this organised, getting it up. Hurrah, hurrah, hurrah. But we want to dedicate it. So let us pray. Our loving God, we give you thanks and praise for all the gifts that you give to us. On this day, at this time, we particularly thank you for the gift of friendship, for years of relationship. Thank you. And we thank you for Jenny's generosity and for this tangible sign of her giving to the life of this church. We thank you for all that Jenny and Chris have given through the years. And we ask that you would bless this screen, that we would use it for worship, that it wouldn't become an idol among us, but that it would be used to point towards you. Bless this gift. Bless the giver. And we thank you that we believe that you hold eternally the one in whose memory it was given. Lord, we pray. Amen. Let's join together to worship God. Now I call the sky and earth to be witnesses that I am offering you this choice. Will you choose for the Lord to make you prosperous and give you a long life? Be completely faithful to the Lord, love him, and do whatever God tells you. The Lord is the only one who can give life. We join to sing, Praise My Soul, the King of Heaven.
Thank you.
We join to pray. Let us pray. God of heaven, infinite in wisdom and understanding, God of all creation without boundary or border, God of tenderness, full of compassion and mercy, God of love, drawing us close as neighbours with love for each other, draw us close, for you are the life we have, the breath we draw, and the love we have to give. Draw near with love, love for God surpassing all other love. Draw near with love, love for God as seen in friend and stranger. Draw near with love, for the love of God draws us close and bids us welcome. Merciful God, we are sorry for the times when our love has fallen short of the love you command us to give. When we've taken our families for granted and treated them badly, forgive us. We're sorry for those times when our love has fallen short of the love you command us to give, when we treated our friends unkindly and undervalued their love. Forgive us. Merciful God, we are sorry for those times when our love has fallen short of the love you command us to give, when we turned away from our neighbours in their need. Forgive us. Help us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. We say the Lord's Prayer together. Our Father, so what we're going to do this morning is look at a story that probably is, for many people, certainly in the top 10 bits of the Bible, certainly in the top 10 bits of the Bible for those people who know nothing about Christianity. It's a story well known. So let's start with this. If I asked you to define yourself in two words, what two words would you use? Rhetorical question, don't answer it, don't answer it. Think. Two words. The story that we're going to hear has in it about a man who has two words that are labeled to him. One is about his race and his religion, and one is about his character. Would the word that you would use to define yourself, would it be about your character? Would it be about your race? Would it be about your religion? Only two words. Which is a bit hard for me because I'm a Scottish Geordie. That's me. Nothing about Jesus in that. Oh, dear Lord. Two words. I guess most of you already know what the story's going to be. A man that we know from two words. One a moral attribute, one his race and his religion must be the Good Samaritan. 10 points to Jenny, you're on the song. So, Samaritans and Jews. The religion of the Samaritans was near to Judaism, but it wasn't Judaism. So we've got a lot of history in the scriptures about the arguments and the battles between them. In our society today, if Jesus was telling this story, he would not use the example of a Samaritan. He would use some other religious, racial group who are outside for the group that he was telling it to. It's all about your context. So, in our country, it could well be, if he was telling it to a group of Christians, it could well be and be the story of the good Muslim. In our country at this time, it could well be the story about the good member of some other racial group. I'll leave that with you. Yeah? And that is what you've got to remember when you hear this story that you've heard about a million times before. Now, there's a whole range of people who have got props. Have you got your props ready? One day, Jesus was teaching when a lawyer stood up. He asked Jesus a tricky question. I've got three people with questions. Who's got a question? Liam's got a question. Show me your question, Liam, please. Just put it in the air. There's one question. Hurrah! Yes, thank you. Teacher, what must I do to receive eternal life? Jesus asked him what the Jewish law said. Reply, love God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your strength, and with all your mind. And love your neighbor as yourself, he said. That's right, said Jesus. But the lawyer asked another question. Who is my neighbor? Jesus replied with a story. A Jewish man was going down the dangerous road between the city of Jerusalem and Jericho. Suddenly, some robbers grabbed him and stole his money. Craig, this is your big moment. Craig, get up here with this. Come on, you can come up here and show. Thank you. Beautiful. Thank you. They stole his money and his clothes. That's it. Bring them up, please, Jane. Thank you. My laundry, freshly done this morning. Thank you. Thank you. The robbers beat him and they left him bleeding and dying. A priest was walking down the hill when he saw the dying man, and he avoided him and passed by on the other side of the road. A Levite came along and saw the man too, but he avoided him and passed by on the other side of the road. Neither helped the injured man. He was bleeding to death. Another traveler came down the road. He was a Samaritan, hated by the Jews. But when he saw the poor man, he was filled with pity for him and stopped to help him. He cleaned his wounds with wine. Bring it up. Put that empty bottle on the community wall. Thank you very much. And soothed his wounds with healing oil. And put bandages on them. Thank you. Beautiful. That's it. Gorgeous. Thank you. Right, clear off. Thank you. Then he gently lifted the man on his donkey and took him to an inn. The kind Samaritan cared for the patient through the night. The next day, he had to leave. But first he paid the innkeeper to take care of the man with 2 silver coins, or the modern equivalent, which would be 1 silver credit card. And Jesus asked a question. Who's got the last question? Thank you. Yeah, bring it up, Katie. Thank you. Jesus asked the lawyer a question and asks the question to us too. Who do you think was a neighbor to the poor man? The priest, the Levite, or the Samaritan? And he answered, the one who showed him mercy. And Jesus said, be like the Samaritan. Go and do the same. Jesus says, who is my neighbor? Go and do the same. But the interesting thing about the story and the way that we usually use the story is we usually take it to be, get your act together, you need to be looking after people. That's how we usually take it. That you need to be looking after all sorts of people. You don't care about people's race. You don't care about people's religion. You need to be looking after them. That's how we usually take it. But actually, for people like us, the story's more difficult. The story is, who would you receive help from? The Samaritan helps. The good Samaritan, who's the hero of the story, is the one who helps. Who would you receive help from? And I think that for a whole load of people, receiving help is a lot more difficult than giving help. Are the people who, when they come forward to help you, you're not able to receive their help? Are the people, when they open their mouths to speak, you're not able to hear what they have to say? We're going to sing, When I Needed a Neighbor. I'm going to remove some props.
I need you.
We're going to use for our prayers of intercession some pictures, some music, but some pictures from people, the variety of people who are God's people because God loves them, whether they know of God at all or not, whether their picture of God conforms with the picture that we would have in Jesus or not, they are God's people. And we'll use these pictures for our prayers of intercession. So using the pictures, let us pray. Lord, we pray for all people. For all people are loved by you. And we pray for our neighbours, for the people who live next door to us. And we ask that you would help us to receive graciously the help that others offer. Thank you that often we have been surprised by the kindness of strangers. And help us too to be among those who seize your godly opportunities to help. We pray in your name, Lord Jesus. Amen. So, having spent our time together, I ask you to think again. If I was to ask you to define yourself in two words, what two words would you use? Don't shout it out, just think for yourself. And what two words do you think the Lord Jesus would want you to use for yourself? Are those markers that you first thought of as the most important thing about you, what he would say are the most important markers about you? So let us pray. Take us, Lord Jesus, each of us individually, between division based on race or gender or orientation or age, colour, class. Help us to keep our eyes on you and to work out the citizenship that is ours in heaven, here in the dust and the mess of the earth. Lord, we pray. Amen. So let us continue our worship as we make our offering. Thank you. So let us pray. Great God of heaven, remind us to focus our ability on first loving you. Then you urge us to reflect that love towards our neighbour. We desire to be modern day Good Samaritans. Create anew in our hearts a burning desire to care for your children. Encourage us to follow the caring acts and caring ways that Jesus taught. Multiply these tithes and offerings so acts of tolerance and hospitality are extended through our ministry to all people. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. So shake us out. Anybody want a drum? Anybody want a drum? Hands in the air if you want a drum, we'll bring you a drum. Come on, you know you want a drum. Drums, shakers. Drums out. Come and get a drum. Rose, you've got to have a drum. Thank you. That's it, drum. It's good, drums. Shakers, drums. Yeah, just use a drum. Yeah. We've got them. They're here. It's now. Now, please don't hold back. You should have a drum. Do you want a drum? You should have a drum. Good grief. Skilled drummer in the house, not with a drum. Yes, loads more. Come on, you know you want to. I can see you twitching. There's a lot of drumming and dancing going on. It's good. Oh, Lord, all the world belongs to you. God said that. Beautiful. So as we go, a blessing. Open our eyes that we might not cross the road from human need. Give us a deep love for you, that we might see your love at work in this world, and that we might go and do likewise. Thanks be to God. Amen.